Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
Psalm chapter 30, verse 1. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Amen. And I want to preach on the subject, hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Let's pray one more time and thank God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. Let your word touch our hearts. Let it go forth. Amen. And let it accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And bless each and every one of us. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the credit for all good things that happen. In Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Clap your hands and you may be seated. Praise. Hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. This is David writing. He wrote many of the Psalms. They were songs, actually. Amen. That his words were put to music in many of these original Psalms. Amen. And here, and there's many that are like this, where David said, I was going through these things. He said, I will extol thee. The word extol means to praise and worship you. I'm going to worship you because you've lifted me up. And even when my enemy's coming against me, amen, and you not let him rejoice over me ultimately. And I cried to you and you healed me. And you brought my soul up from the grave and kept me alive that I should not go down in the pit. And he said, sing unto the Lord, O you saints. Saints, give thanks unto God, amen, for his holiness. So David was saying, you know, we all go through things. Even the king, he went through things. Praise God. And during it, through it all, praise God, the thing that we need to do is to praise the Lord through anything. When your foes, when your enemies try to come against you, when sickness tries to come against you, amen, when financial troubles, amen, relationship troubles, whatever it is, amen, praise God, in the midst of your situation, we need to extol the Lord, to praise the Lord, and to give thanks unto God. Hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. I'm not going to wait to give him praise to see how it's all going to turn out. I'm not going to wait to give him thanks, you know, until I get to the other side of my issue. I'm going to praise him all the way through. I'm going to thank him all the way through. Amen. I'll tell you what your enemies, what they'll do. They don't know what to do with the person that'll thank God even when they're going through it. They don't know what to do with the person that'll praise God even when it doesn't seem like there's anything to praise God for. But we, amen, are a people, amen, that are hallelujah anyhow people. Praise God. We're gonna praise him no matter what. Amen. You know, in the Old Testament, the Babylonian Empire took over the whole world, and they took captive many from the nation of Judah. They took all the smart ones, they took all the strong ones, they took all the healthy ones, amen, and they brought them into Babylon. And amongst those captives were Daniel and three other of his contemporaries, three other guys, amen, that we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, that's their Babylonian names because, see, the king and Babylon wanted to switch their name. You see, when they went to captivity, they wanted to, you know, throw away their old name, take their identity away, Amen. And that's what the enemy likes to do. He wants you to have a different name and a different look and a different this and a different that. But amen, they kept their identity with God. Praise God. And even though their names were changed, amen, they still worship the Lord. So the King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and nobody could interpret the dream, and he got really mad. He was going to kill all of his wise men and everybody that was supposed to be able to interpret the dream. And so he said, I'm not going to tell you what the dream is, because if I tell you what the dream is, you can just make something up. Because, you know, if you want to save your life, you'll make something up, right? But he said, I'm not telling you the dream. They said, please, King, tell us the dream. We'll give you the interpretation. No, you're going to tell me my dream and my interpretation. And boy, they were upset. Well, Daniel heard about it. And see, he was just among the captives. He was really a nobody. But he sent word. He said, tell the king, I'll take care of it. And God will show me what to tell him. And so the bottom line was, he showed him what the dream was and the interpretation of the dream. And there was this big image. There was a head of gold, and then there was like the shoulders of a silver, and then there was like a torso of brass and legs of iron and feet mixed with iron and clay. And Daniel said, you, King Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of gold. And see, he was going to be the first of many kingdoms. Babylon was first, the head of gold. And then next, they fell to the Medes and the Persians, and they were the silver. And they fell, amen, to the Greeks, and they were the brass, and they fell to the Romans. And then that's when Jesus came. And so it was really world history. It was all played out in advance. God showed it to him. Well, the king was so excited about that he was the head of gold that he had commissioned a statue, amen, that was some like 60-some feet tall or so of gold, amen. And once that thing was ready to go, it was going to be unveiled, and he had everybody that was anybody into the palace area, amen, to worship that statue that he wanted them. Hey, I want you all, when the music plays, I want you to worship that statue of gold because that's me. And, you know, he was all lifted up in pride and everything. And the music played, and everybody hit the dirt like they were supposed to, except three guys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Jewish guys, amen, from the captivity. And the king, somebody, of course, you know, told on them. Oh, stool pigeons, you know, people, somebody's looking. Somebody told on them. Hey, king, we got some holdouts over here. And so he called them over, and he liked these guys because they were very, you know, he liked Daniel. He liked all the guys from Israel that had really been a blessing to him since they came over. But so he was going to give them another chance instead of just kill them on the spot, because that was the penalty. Because if you don't, you know, he goes, because he said, everybody's going to worship when the music happens. If you don't, you're going to get thrown in the fiery furnace. So it was like everyone worshiped, except those three. But he says, you know, I like you guys. I'm going to give you guys a second chance. And what they said was very interesting. Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. In other words, you know, we're not going to change our mind. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of the blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. You want me to sum that up? Let me sum that up in two words, what they just said. King, hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. We're going to praise God anyhow. No matter what you do, no matter what happens to us, we're going to pray. We believe he's going to deliver us, and we hope he's going to deliver us, and we spoke it with our words in faith that he's going to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we are bowing, hallelujah, anyhow. I'm telling you, they were facing certain death right there. I mean, it was like, you know, and everybody was probably amazed that they did that. You see, anyhow is another way of saying anyways regardless of, in spite of everything, no matter what, I'm going to say hallelujah. No matter what, I'm going to praise God. Amen. No matter if you threaten me, no matter if you say this or say that, praise God, it's going to be hallelujah anyhow from me. And I hope every one of us will be, and when we are faced with that test or trial or temptation, let it be hallelujah anyhow. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Now, I know it's much easier to praise and thank God and worship Him when everything's going pretty good. When we got, you know, bills are paid and nobody's sick and everything's good. Maybe we're going on vacation. We're on the mountaintop. The sun's shining. Amen. Everything's, you know, everybody's being nice and all that stuff. And it's never like all that, right? So I know that's a dream to begin with. Praise God. Because there's always something going on. Amen. In our lives. But see, it's much harder to praise Him when the dark times come. Amen. Amen. Because it's easier to praise Him when joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. It's much harder to praise Him when we're sick. And it's easier to praise Him when we're healthy. It's harder to praise Him when we don't understand what we're going through with some mental or emotional or physical situation, praise God. And there seems to be no end. Amen. Praise God, but we've got to say hallelujah anyhow, because I believe it's going to help us get through our situation. It's going to help our faith in God. It's going to help show the enemy that we're not messing around here. We're serving a God that we can do it. He can do anything for us. You see, Psalm 34:1 said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Now, all times and continually means no matter what. And I'm going, now all times and continually means there's going to be some times where I'm not feeling good, but I'm still supposed to praise Him. I'm still supposed to give Him praise. Amen. This is always, this is what we're asked to do. Philippians 4:4 said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen. What are you talking about? Apostle Paul talked about rejoicing in joy. Amen. In the book of Philippians, 4 short chapters. Praise God. But what you people don't realize is he wrote that book while he was in jail. What do you mean rejoice? I'm in jail. I'll get happy after I get out of here. Go get a Starbucks or something. Then I'll be, you know, maybe I'll be more up to saying hallelujah anyhow. No, he said hallelujah anyhow from within behind the bars, praise God. And he was in jail for no good reason, just because he preached Jesus, just because he told people about how to be saved. Amen. But he said to us, and he practiced what he preached, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. If I can't tell you once, I'll tell you twice. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. And then Paul later, he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Everything. So that looks like these three verses tell us that we're supposed to be worshiping Him and thanking Him and praising Him and saying hallelujah through it all. Amen. Always, everything, praise God, continually, at all times, praise the Lord, amen. The worst thing that we can do, folks, is to wait to praise God, is to wait to thank God, amen, until after the hardship is passed. That's the worst thing we can do. That can even belabor it. That can even extend it. And even if it didn't extend it, amen, I'd feel worse if I wasn't praising God, if I wasn't thanking God. He's done so much for us. We cannot tell it all. We got to praise Him even in the hard times. Don't wait till your battle is over. Praise Him now. Don't wait till your trial is over to thank Him now. Don't wait till your sickness is past. Give Him the glory now. Don't wait for your prayer to be answered. Amen. Worship Him now. Don't wait for all these things to be over. Say hallelujah anyhow now. Woo! Because no matter what comes our way, we're going to lift our voice and say hallelujah anyhow. That's got to be our mindset. And the enemy, the devil, you know, people, they just don't know what to do with that. Amen. They don't know what to do with people that'll just keep on coming for the Lord. Hallelujah. Speaking of Paul in a Philippian jail, him and Silas in Acts chapter 16, they're just out there minding their own business, preaching the word, telling them, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Laying hands on people and seeing God heal, working miracles in Jesus' name, doing all that. Well, a crowd kind of assembled in the city of Philippi, and they were kind of hostile to what they were doing. And they got everything all worked up. They got the magistrate involved. Amen. And they just, in the whole frenzy of everything, amen, they took Paul and Silas and they beat him. They beat both of them with many stripes, the Bible said. So either with a stick or a whip or something, many stripes they laid on their backs. And then they threw them into prison and told the prison keeper, put them in the inner prison. Put them in, you know, high security there. Put them way in there. Amen. Not just with the common prisoners. And so this jailer took heed to what they said, and he put them way in past all the several, more and more locks and doors and all that stuff. Amen. I think probably people might say, well, Paul and Silas, this is your time to quit. This time to take your ball and go home. I didn't sign up for this. What's this? You know, I'm out there trying to do something good for Jesus, and look what happens. No, that wasn't their attitude. They had a hallelujah anyhow attitude. Amen. Amen. So at midnight, in a dirty jail, way in the inner jail, the high security, maximum security wing of this jail, their backs are killing them. They've been whipped. Who knows? They've been beaten, thrown around by the crowd before they even got thrown in jail. Amen. I'm sure they weren't treated very nice. Praise God. And now it's midnight. What do you want to do, Paul? I don't know, Silas. Amen. Crying our root beer? Probably. No. At midnight, Acts 16:25, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. That's what hallelujah anyhow will get you. Amen. It'll shake things up. Praise God. It'll move things around. Praise God. You talk about the warden coming out of a dead sleep with his little lantern, running into the prison, in the middle of prison, and all the doors are open. Not just Paul and Silas's door, but every door is open, and all the shackles are on the ground. Everybody's free. Man, he was literally ready to take the sword and, like, kill himself, because he knew he was going to be probably executed by the king or whoever, the magistrate, for letting all these prisoners go. And Paul said, don't do that. We're all here. And all the prisoners stayed in their cells. They're just sitting there. Hey, you know, hey, guys, the door's open. Our shackles are, you know, we could have been making a break. No, they all stayed there. See, God had a purpose. Amen. And that prison warden came trembling into the cell where Paul and Silas were, fell on his knees and just was trembling. And he was just, you know, have mercy and all that stuff. And they started preaching to him and talking to him. And they took, amen, him, his wife, and his whole family, and they went and baptized all of them that night, praise God. And Paul and Silas received special medical care and treatment all the way that rest of that night. Don't tell me God can't do something when we, as his people, have an attitude of hallelujah anyhow. No matter what, let's worship God. Let's thank God. Well, hallelujah. You know, it is said that hallelujah is the highest praise we can give to God, the word hallelujah. But, you know, it's interesting, if you do a search of the Bible, if that's the case, and hallelujah is the highest praise, why does that word only appear one time in the entire Bible? Did you know that? You would think, well, hallelujah, everyone's saying hallelujah. That's what I said too. No. Because, you know, everyone's saying hallelujah this, and hallelujah that, and hallelujah this. It's got to be like a million times in there, right? It's one time in the book of Revelation, it's not even spelled the same. It's like different. Amen. Revelation 19:6, this is the only place you'll see it in. I mean, there might be some version of the Bible that has it more, but I'm talking about the King James or New King James. It said, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia. See, no H, no J. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. That's the one place. But you see, don't lose heart. Don't stop saying hallelujah, because I'm preaching that we're supposed to do hallelujah anyhow. So I'm going to give you back your, what, only once? See, the reason is that hallelujah is a transliteration in the Hebrew language. It's a two-word phrase that's translated from hallelujah as halal jah or halal yah. Amen. Two words. It's an expression of gratitude to God. So when you read your English Bible, specifically in the Old Testament, amen, that two-word phrase is translated into English, praise the Lord or praise ye the Lord, if you're in the King James. So when you read, and I know you've read that many times in the Old Testament, praise the Lord or praise ye the Lord. Well, you look at that, amen, into the Hebrew, it is hallelujah, hallelujah. Jah, hallah, yah, amen. Praise God. Let me tell you something. Let me show you. Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. That's hallelujah. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. And then the last verse in that chapter, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That's hallelujah. And then it finishes, praise ye the Lord. That's hallelujah. So it starts with hallelujah and it ends with hallelujah twice. And everywhere you see praise the Lord or praise ye the Lord, more times than not, in the Old Testament specifically, it is hallelujah. So hallelujah is still the highest praise. And we should still be saying hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Woo! You see, the word halal is translated praise in English. There's seven major words for praise in Hebrew. And the greatest of all seven is halal. The most demonstrative, the most outgoing, the most powerful word for worship is halal, hallelujah. And so that makes up the beginning of hallelujah, praise God. Halal means to shine, to celebrate, to glorify God, to boast in and about the Lord. Halal praise is praise when we get a little movement in there, praise God. Halal praise is praise that I can't stay in my seat kind of praise. Halal praise is I'm almost going to jump off this pulpit kind of praise. Halal praise will make me clap my hands. Halal praise will make me jump up and down. Halal praise will make me wave my hands. Halal praise will make me dance before the Lord or take a lap around the church. That's what halal praise is. It's a praise with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, when you say hallelujah from your heart unto God, you're literally saying, amen, I give my whole self, my whole heart to God. Because the J-A-H, or the YAH, those are short for Jehovah or Yahweh. So it is the highest praise connected to the highest God, the only God. Amen. I give my all, it's the highest praise, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, it's not just saying I praise God when you say hallelujah. And I know people in the world, you say hallelujah, and they don't even know what they're talking about. They just know it's something. Amen. Whatever. Praise God. But when we say it, we're not just praising the God even. We are saying something like, even in this trial, even in this sickness, I give my all to you, God. I give my all. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to get off you. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going anywhere. Hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, I'm going to make it. See, Job had a hallelujah anyhow attitude too. When he lost everything, amen, he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And then when his own body was getting assaulted with sickness from the enemy, from the devil, who asked God permission. Amen. And his wife wants to say, forget saying hallelujah anyhow, and she wants to just go and do whatever, and she tells him to do the same. Why don't you curse God and die? God, obviously, after all you did for him, he doesn't care about you. Why don't you curse God and die? Look, wife, I'm not feeling good. You're not helping. In fact, he said, and that's in our little song we sing, you know, Foot on the Rock. He told her he wasn't that. He was very firm, and he said, you talk like one of the foolish women. He said, should we receive good from the Lord and not other things too? Whatever God's plan is, he somehow allowed Satan to do this for some purpose, to help me and you and us be better people, and for other people to see how we get through this and maybe save their souls. Amen. So he said, we ought to just say hallelujah anyhow. He even got to the place, because this thing didn't go away. All that sickness, it was on his body for a long time. Amen. And he got to the place, when we get later in the book, amen, it says, Job said this. He said, though he slay me, I'm still going to serve him. I'm still going to trust him. I don't understand what he's doing, but I know he's got my best interests at heart. And amen, he's not going to allow me to be tempted or tested. He's not going to put on me more than I can handle. I'm going to ride this through, and I'm going to do it all the way, saying hallelujah anyhow. Amen. So see, halal is your whole heart. Psalm 111:1, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. There's hallelujah. With my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. And let's go a step further. When you combine the highest praise with the highest name, you get a phrase that's power-packed and will move heaven on your behalf. Psalm 135:1 said, praise the Lord. That's hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's hallelujah. And what's the name of the Lord? Can I hear it again? Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you only have time to say two words, you got some situation coming up fast. Okay, this car's coming at me. I'm not going to be able to get out of the way. Okay, try to say two words. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Something's going on. This looks bad. Whoa, there's something happening fast. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, Lord, help me. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you could say those two words, amen, you're going to get heaven moved. You're going to get the spirit world moving, because you're saying the highest praise. I give my all to God, and you're saying the highest name. There's no other name, amen, whereby we must be saved. He has highly exalted that name, Jesus. Amen. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth to that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyhow, praise God. Amen. So what are you going through this morning? What are you facing in your life this morning? Or someone you know that's your friend or loved one? What in your life is causing you fear and heartache and worry this morning? It's time we all got in the hallelujah anyhow mindset. Amen. Would you stand with me? It's time for us to give him the praise. It's time to bless the Lord at all times. Rejoice always in him, and in everything give thanks to him, for this is the will of God. So before this altar is open, I want us from our hearts, can you, as a worship and a praise to God, can we just say two words over and over again for just a few seconds? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let's say it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say it from your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say it from your hunger and your heart for something. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Say it from your heart that's broken, your heart that's sick, your heart that's got things, your mind or whatever. Say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I take authority over these things. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to live for God no matter what. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're going to help us, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The power of God is going to be here. I pray, cover us with your name and your blood today. Lord, let the Spirit, amen, flow through this place. life. I pray for mental. I pray for emotional. I pray for physical. I pray for spiritual healing in Jesus' name right now. I pray, Lord, give answers to prayer. Hallelujah. Anyhow, if you want to come and pray, let's talk to God. Let God know and everybody else know. We're not going anywhere. We're going to see it through. We're going to heaven. And we're not going to let anything stop us. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast. And may God bless you.